Tropical rock tunes, bright sunshine and sunglasses, perfect Buffett day. I wrote that haiku on the day I was recording this as I was staring at the sunshine and listening to some great Jimmy Buffett tunes. Thought I would share that one right quick. That'll probably go up on my blog eventually. All right, let's get into the music.
Feel the horses under the herd. The thick and thin pull us out of the woods. She's the smoothest rocket you'll ever feel. She's the Delta slide of automobiles.
Thanks for tuning into the Songlines and Tan Lines podcast with Anthony Renfro. Those returning, thank you. Those new to this podcast, welcome. Now let's pull up the anchor and set sail. This week, diving into some tunes that set you in a Cajun mood. I'm not going to try and do a Cajun accent. You can if you want, but I'm not going to. This is music that has a Zydeco sound to it. And as you listen to these songs, you can almost hear and smell the city of New Orleans, hear and feel the sizzle of the crawfish, taste the thick, humid heat, and the sounds of the swamp making it sweet, sweet swamp music. Initially, I had planned to cover the song that opened the episode, USS Zydeco's Mobile, more on that song in a moment, and the George Strait song that I can't seem to spell today called Adelaida. Both of those songs have a strong Zydeco feel to them, and I thought they would be a perfect companion for an episode like this, the one you're listening to. Thank you for listening to it. But I heard the song Cajun Girl by Little Feat recently, and I thought that would be perfect in this episode too. And then as I was surfing around the web for George Strait and Zydeco, expecting the song I Can't Spell to pop up, Adelaida, well, I stumbled onto another Zydeco song by Mr. George Strait called Hot Grease and Zydeco, and I thought, why not? Let me feature that one too. So, instead of two songs, you're getting four songs in this Zydeco episode. Thank you very much. With all that said, first up, what the heck is Zydeco? This information comes courtesy of ExploreLouisiana.com. It goes, early Zydeco was a blend of Louisiana French, accordion music, and Afro-Caribbean beats. It sat at the crossroads of Creole, Cajun, gospel, and the blues, yet has since evolved to include influences from several other genres. Instrumentation almost always includes an accordion and a frottoir, I would think, being French, F-R-O-T-T-O-I-R, if that is right. Someone pat me on the back and let me know. If not, please correct me. Songlinesandtanlines@gmail.com for that. And a frottoir is a washboard. Kind of fun to learn that fact. It goes on to say, guitar and drums typically add even more rhythm and syncopation to create a highly danceable mix. The word Zydeco gets its name from a colloquial Creole French expression, les haricots ne sont pas Sali, meaning the snap beans aren't salty, or idiomatically for the times are hard. Like the blues, early Zydeco offered a way for the rural poor both to express and to escape the hardships of life through music and dance. And according to that same site, here are the five best places to hear Zydeco in Louisiana. The Blue Moon Saloon, which when I Googled, there's also a Blue Moon Saloon in Key West. I wonder if that's a coincidence. Buck and Johnny's is number 2. Rockin' Bowl, El Cido's, Zydeco and Blues Club, Hideaway on Lee, and if any of you guys have ever been to any of those places, please let me know that too. They all sound like a fun joint on a hot Louisiana night. And not all those places are in New Orleans. They are spread throughout the state of Louisiana. But if you're down Louisiana way, then maybe you can find one or two in order to get your Zydeco fix. I will leave a link in the show notes and you can peruse the site for yourself. Now, let's dive into each song one by one. First up, the song that opened the episode, USS Zydeco's Mobile, is from the very underrated Buffett album and one of my personal favorite Buffett albums, Far Side of the World. An album, I dare say, is in my top 5 of Buffett albums. I love every single song on it. It's an incredible album and an incredible song that saw the concert stage 34 times, first time in May of 2002, and the last time it saw the stage was in 2017. Should have been played live more. It's an incredible tune. And it was in September of 2017 that song was played last live. Does that sound right? I think it sounds right. All right. Here's more on this song from songfacts.com. This song is about Landreth's Oldsmobile 98, a classic American automobile that took up plenty of space. His was an 82 that he dubbed the USS Zydeco Oldsmobile because it was big like an aircraft carrier and it went to all the Zydeco hotspots in Louisiana. Sonny Landreth was raised in Lafayette, where he soaked up the musical landscape, becoming one of the top slide guitarists in the country. From an early age, he also wrote songs, including this one from his 7th solo album. The ports of call Landreth mentions in the song are cities and towns in Louisiana: Opelousas, Lautel, Frelo Cove, and Jimmy Buffett released a cover of this song on his album, Far Side of the World, his 2002 album. Around this time, Landreth played a lot of shows, including festivals, as part of Buffett's band. He had an extraordinary band, and we did a lot of cool stuff, Landreth said in his Song Facts interview. It's a great bunch of people that they're all like family, just great musicians, great folks. I've listened to both versions of the song, and this should come as no surprise to anyone. Yep, you got it. I prefer Jimmy's version. Usually do prefer Jimmy's version over most songs he does, except for Glory Days. He didn't nail that Springsteen song as much as I wanted him to. All right, moving on. How about we visit a Cajun girl? Setlist FM might be right on this song. Always kind of cautious when I read their stats, but it states 619 times live by Little Feat. I don't know their discography or their songs all that well, but I thought I would put that stat out there in case it is right. First time live in April of 1988 and last time played live was in January of 2024. So if they are touring this year in 2024, you might get to hear this song live if you go see them in concert. And Cajun Girl is on the album Let It Roll. And here is more on the album Let It Roll because I couldn't find any facts about Cajun Girl on the web. But good old Wikipedia, They had some facts about the album Let It Roll. Here it is. It states, Let It Roll is the 8th studio album by Little Feat, released in 1988. 8 of the 10 songs on the album were co-written by new band member Craig Fuller, the founding member of Pure Prairie League. Fuller also takes most lead vocals. The album attained gold status on February 14, 1989. It is the first Little Feat studio album without Lowell George after his death in 1979, and is one of their most successful albums, sparking a comeback by the band. The first single, Hate to Lose Your Lovin', earned the band their first number one hit on the mainstream rock tracks chart. Good stuff to learn. And by the time this episode drops, I might have given that album a listen. Sounds like it was a very successful album by them. And I keep stumbling over my S's today, so I hope you guys don't mind that too much. It seems like there's a lot of S's in this episode. There's an S right there, right? All right, next up, The King, George Strait, and a little Hot Grease and Zydeco. No concert set list facts for this song, but that's not a surprise. Country artists are not represented very well on Set List FM, and there's no song facts for the song either. So, you got it. Somebody said it. How about some album information? There is that, and here it is from Wikipedia. Twang, the album Hot Grease and Zydeco is on, is the 26th studio album by American artist George Strait. It was released August 11, 2009. It's the same label to which Strait has been signed since 1981. It's a lot of longevity. It is produced by Tony Brown. The lead-off single, Living for the Night, which Strait wrote with his son Bubba and songwriter Dean Dillon, was released in May of 2009. Twang was nominated for Best Country Album at the 2010 Grammy Awards, and it is Strait's first album not to feature a number one single since 2003's Honky Tonk Ville. I wonder if Honky Tonk Ville is next to Margaritaville. Ha! Anyways, no number ones? That's surprising. I guess as the decades roll on and sounds change and people change and audiences change, so do hits for artists who are usually hit makers. Last song I'm featuring, the song that will close out the episode, is another George Strait tune called Adelaida, the song I can't spell. And Setlist FM says this song was played live 11 times. It seems like this song would have been played a lot more live. I think it was on the radio for a bit throughout the years. I could be wrong, but if Setlist FM is correct, it was first played live in February of 1996 and last time played live in April of 2022. And like I said, with most country artists, I take their concert facts with a grain of salt. They're not well represented on that site for some reason. I guess the country artists and their audience just don't get into concert facts. Don't know. And one more time, good old Wikipedia had this to say about the song. Adelaida is a song recorded by George Strait, released March 1995 as the third single from his album Lead On. It peaked at number 3. In the United States, and number 2 in Canada. It was written by Mike Geiger, Woody Mullis, and Michael Huffman. The song is an up-tempo in which the narrator refers to a Cajun queen named Adelaida. It was inspired by a young lady George Strait met in his hometown named Ida. He was about to sing at the Strawberry Festival in Poteet when he ran into her. That's good stuff to learn. At least it made it to number 3. It wasn't a number 1, but number 3 ain't too bad either. That's why I think Setlist FM isn't right, because a number 3 song has to have a bunch of concert plays. I could be wrong, but it has to. The B-side for the Adelaide single was a song called Down Louisiana Way. Not a Zydeco-sounding song, which I thought it probably could be. But still, it's a great tune if you get a chance to listen to it. And I would encourage you to listen to it. I really did like it when I gave it a listen. Let me drop anchor here and close out the episode. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. And if you do enjoy what I do here, don't forget to rate and review this podcast once you finish the episode. You know the drill. And if you want to support me in this podcast, the best way to do that is to check the show notes. That's where I've included the links to my stuff scattered throughout the internet. Take care and thanks for listening. Some attention from all the boys in Thibodeau.